सहनावतु सहनो भुनक्तु सहवीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णु गुरुर्देव महेश्वरः गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरम् वसुदेवसुतं देवं कंसचानूरमर्दनं देवकी परमानन्दं कृष्णं वन्दे जगद्गुरुं कृष्णं वन्दे जगद्गुरुम्।
In sloka number 48 of chapter 18 of Bhagavad Gita, Lord says, Sahajam karma kaunteya sadosampi natyajit. Sahajam karma, whatever your swadharma is there, according to your vasana, do your duties. Even if those karma are faulty or with evil, still, O kaunteya, don't give up. Don't leave it. But you have to do in a particular fashion. That Lord will tell. How to do those actions? Like we were discussing in our last class also, that if you have got a feeling of hurting others, killing others, what should I do? According to the Lord Krishna, yeah, you continue to do that. Kill people, hurt people, but how? He tells the technique also, how to do it. Gurudev writes in page number 112, after explaining this much about the nature, swabhava and the corresponding station in life, swadharma, Krishna builds up the idea to a subtle climax. It's a very, very subtle point and people all misunderstand that. The Lord is saying that you have got the tendency of killing, go and kill. But how to kill, that also he says. His advice is general and is meant for all people of all times in all situations. Even when the work so ordinated by the existing vasana, sahaj karma is full of evil, sa dosam. Krishna's advice is that one should not relinquish it. Superficially reading this declaration in a hurry, one is apt to think that this is not spirituality. Nobody will accept that this is spirituality. But to a careful thinker, the term born with sahajam solves the riddle. There is an ocean of difference between the meaning of the phrases born with and born into. Krishna is saying that one should not renounce the actions which are ordered by the evil vasana born with individual. So act according to your vasana because that is your swadharma. Swadharma nidhanam sreya paradharma bhayavaha. Earlier also Lord has said. But the Lord has not said that one should pursue the evil action one is born into. In the kindle life we have seen that a desire in a person comes because of two things, two factors. either the desire comes because of the vasana inside. I want to have ice cream, it's inside vasana. Or if ice cream wala is there going outside, ice cream, and that reminds you of the ice cream, I want to eat ice cream. Same thing Gurudev writes, there are two forces that control and guide the define and determine our actions. Number one, the impulses brought forth by the pressure of the mental temperament within, that is our vasana, and the pressure of environments, and that tickles new temptation in ourselves. One is to follow faithfully the subjective vasanas even if they be defective. Gurudev is writing. It is Lord Krishna saying. But at the same time, we must courageously renounce all the demands that the objective world makes upon us from without. The vasanas one is born with are to be lived through. Now he gives the solution. How you should live without ego and desire. That is the clue how to do it. While the vasanas creating atmosphere into which one is born should not be allowed to contaminate one's personality, Krishna is very careful in indicating that a spiritual seeker must constantly strive hard to stand apart from the shackling effects of the environments. According to Gita, man is the master of circumstances. To the extent he comes to assert the mastery, to that extent he is evolved. So if a person is born in a butcher's family and he has to run the family business, he will do it. But how he will do it? Asakta buddhi sarvatra jitatma vigat spriha, the Lord says. Asakta buddhi, without attachment, jitatma, controlling his mind, vigat spriha, without any desire, without any craving, he should act in the world. That means swakarmana abhyarcha, as a seva bhav you have to do. If you want to kill, okay, you can exhaust your vasana, go and take admission or go and take an employment in police department or the army. You will be given ample opportunity to kill people. What has happened? Subtle thing has changed. Now I am doing for the Lord or I am doing for the country. It is not for my own self. Say, abhyarchana, it is an archana to the Lord or to the country, then it is okay. Exhaust your vasana. If we do this way, the two things can happen. Number one, by the grace of the Lord, your line may get changed. Lord will say, okay, you don't have to be now butcher. Now you study and become IT professional, go to America. Change, whole line change. Or even the line is not changed, you will be growing out of that vasana, because all your vasana, you are doing all your actions as a worship to the Lord. You will grow. And seva has been given a very important role in our shastra. We see in Mahabharata, the story comes that there was a brahmachari sitting under the tree meditating, and all of a sudden, what happened? A bird was sitting on the top of the tree and a dropping fell on the head of the brahmachari. He was meditating, he was disturbed, and opened his eye out of rage and he saw the bird burnt and fell down. This brahmachari realized, oh, I have got a siddhi now. Just by seeing, I can burn the bird to ashes. He went to the village for begging alms. Went to a householder. Bhiksham Dehi, give me something to eat. The lady, the house lady, she was working, serving her husband. So from inside, not coming out of the door. Inside she's saying, wait there. I am serving my husband. When the service is over, I will come and give you. Don't think you will be able to burn me like that bird. This brahmachari thought, Hare, how come this lady came to know? This has happened only a couple of minutes ago. How this lady has come to know about this? Then he waited He said, this lady is not an ordinary lady. She came out after some time and told him that you require knowledge of the self. You will get knowledge. Go to that village. There you will find a butcher. That butcher is a jnani. Go and get knowledge of self from that person. This brahmachari went there, that village, found out that butcher. Butcher said, what do you want? Which meat you want? What type of meat you want? He said, no, I don't want meat. I want to talk to you. I want to know about the knowledge of the self. Wait. Let me serve all my customers. After serving the customers, he said, okay, you come with me. Took him to his home. He said, I am doing this business because I am serving my parents. This is my seva, this is my family business. And he gave him the knowledge of the self. The idea is that you see the importance of the seva. Similarly, Lord is also saying, even if you have got evil vasanas, do it as a seva of the Lord. So you can come out of it. Therefore, sahajam karma santeya sado samapi na tyajet. Don't give it up. Act according to your vasana. We have to grow out of our vasana. But how to do it? Asakta jitatma bigat spriha. He can do it. And what he will get? Naiskarma siddhim. If you do this way, you will get naiskarma. Perhaps the word naiskarma has come two times. One is in the chapter number 3, and this is the second time it is coming here in chapter 18. Naiskarma means actionlessness. How this actionlessness will come? If you are desirelessness. How you can become desirelessness? Then you are vasanalessness. The Lord is saying you will become actionlessness, means you will become desirelessness, you will become vasanalessness, you will get the param siddhi if you do your actions in that way. All your actions should be as a worship to the Lord, as your archana to the Lord. Same karma yoga is coming. So we have to take 3 points here on what the Lord is teaching us. Number one, before starting any action, take the name of the Lord. Remember the Lord. Not during the action, after the action. Lord wants that you should remember Him before starting action. During the action, it should be seva bhav. My actions are seva to the Lord. All my actions are for His happiness. And when you get the result, final result, then at that time there should be prasad buddhi. Whatever prasad I am getting, I am happy with that. Because prasad is not in my hand. Fruit of action is not in my hand. To act in the world, I have got the freedom. But the fruit of action is not in my hand. So whatever Lord is giving me, Lord is karmaphal data. He is the giver of the fruit of action. So whatever He gives, we should accept it as a prasad. Why? Why should we accept it as a prasad? Because we have got the limited intellect. We don't know what we have done in the past. And we also don't know what we will require in the future. Do you know what will you require in the future? No. What you have done in the past, that also I don't know. Who knows? He knows. He knows what I have done in the past. What will I need in the future? Considering all that, He gives me fruit of action. That may not be according to my liking. But Lord says, as a prasad buddhi, you take it. Later on you will realize after 20 years, 30 years, if you look back, at that time Lord didn't give me, I was disappointed. You yourself will say He has done a good thing. He didn't give me at that time, otherwise my life would have changed. Instead of going this side, it would have gone to other side. Gurudev once conducted a Gyana Yagya, and the title was Secret of the Large Prophet. Secret of the Large Prophet. All the industrialists and businessmen all assembled. They wanted to know what Gitacharya Gurudev is going to tell about how to get more and more profit. Then he said, large profit in spirituality is Vairagya, is the dispassion from the world, is the large profit. And dexterity in action, yoga karmasu kausalam, you will get yoga, you will get united if you are efficient, or dexterity in action is there. What will happen? The way Krishna, Lord Krishna is saying that you should perform your action, that will purify your mind. And when your mind is purified, you will get that final goal, that param, that supreme, that Lord you will get. If you invest this way and you get the moksha, then your investment is good, otherwise all your investments are bad in life. If your investments give you moksha, then it is a good investment according to the Lord. If by investing in the world, if you don't get moksha in this life, your investment is bad. So the purpose is we should attain moksha in this life. If there is no asangata, if you are not detached, then the fault will come. Those will come. And the Mahatma gives example that suppose if there is a doctor, if he is asked to operate his own spouse or own child, will he do? No. He will refer to another doctor. Why? If I do, there will be a dose. He will not be able to operate. His hands will shiver. Ask a judge to pass a judgment against on his own relative, own spouse or child, he will not be able to write judgment. So asangata is needed. If asangata is not there, those will come. So what will there, when the result comes, Lord says you should be some, equipoised. Whatever fruit of action comes, what is this samata which Lord is talking? It is said, when you lose, be bold. And when you win, be calm. When you lose, be bold. And when you win, be calm. We do just reverse of this. When we lose, we go into depression. We shut ourselves, we don't want to see others, we don't want to meet others. And when we win, we want to inform the whole world. I've got a promotion, come, this Sunday we have got a party. Isn't that so? But Lord says, when you win, be calm. See, if you get this type of samatha at the mind level, Lord says, you have got Naishkarma Siddhi. Naishkarma Siddhi doesn't mean that you will not be doing action. Naishkarma Siddhi means that you have got a freedom in action. You are not attached to the fruit of action and you are not attached to the karma. Naishkarma Siddhi means this. So a jnani who has got the Naishkarma Siddhi doesn't mean that he will not act in the world. He will act in the world because he has got the freedom of action. And he is not bothered about the fruit of action. He is not attached to the action also. Therefore, he is always smiling. So what we should do, number one, all the seekers must perform their duty according to their vasana, number one. And how? as a worship to the Lord. By karma, by action, I am worshipping Lord. I am not worshipping Lord with flowers. If I am worshipping with my action, I am remembering Lord 24 hours, 365 days. Oh Lord, I am brushing my teeth. This is for your happiness. You are remembering Lord. So all actions will be purifying you. But if you do it for your own self, same action will bind you. So this will purify my mind, and after that what will happen? Obtain the knowledge of the self and abide in it. Once you abide in that self-knowledge, then you are mukta. Now verse number 50.
Siddhim prapto yatha brahma.
Siddhim prapto yatha brahma.
Thapnoti nibodhame.
Thapnoti nibodhame.
Samase naiva kaunteya.
Samase naiva kaunteya.
Nishtha jnanasya ya para.
Nishtha jnanasya ya para.
Siddhim prapto yatha brahma. Tathāpnoti nibodhamet samāse naiva kaunteya niṣṭhā jñānasya yā parā.
O Kaunteya, nibodh mein learn from me what? Three things you learn from me. What are those three things? Siddhim prapta. How you will get the siddhim? What is the siddhi? I will explain you. Number two, Brahma apnoti, how you will get Brahman, that I will tell you. Jnanasya nishtha, the third thing, abidance in the knowledge, that also I will tell you. How? Samasena, I will tell you briefly. Because in detail I have already told you. We are in chapter number 18, sloka number 50. There are another 28 verses to go, that's all. So I have already explained all these things to you earlier, but again I will tell you samasena briefly. What is this siddhi prapta? It is the purification of mind. How can you purify your mind? Karma yoga. What is karma yoga?
Happiness of the Lord. Yes, of the Lord.
Are we doing it?
No.
What are we doing? For my happiness. It is not for the happiness of the Lord. Lord has not said anything that you should do this karma, this karma, this karma. No. Whatever karma you are doing, do it for the happiness of the Lord. Like Savari used to clean the ashram every day. She used to wait that Lord Rama will come one day because his guru has said, keep the ashram clean. He will come. He didn't tell when. So whatever you are doing, whatever your duties according to your vasana, good, bad, whatever vasana, do it. But you should worship with your actions, that's all. Only this much is to be done. Nothing special. He is not saying every day you come to Chinmay Mission and do Radha Krishna Puja. He is not saying that. You cannot do Radha Krishna Puja 24 hours. Can you do it? No, not possible. Can you do the japa 24 hours? With the rosary? No. Can you go to the Tirthan every day? No, not possible. Then how can I worship? Lord gives you with your karma you worship. But you have to remember that you have to remember the Lord before starting the action. Remember the Lord. Is there any other method of purification of mind? Yes, these are all the methods of purification of mind. Doing the puja, going to the tirthasthan, or doing the japa, serving holy people. They will purify. But the best is karma yoga. That we have to do. And Lord is not going to force us. Why? He cannot compel us. Why? Because he has already given us a written promise. You can go and file a suit against Lord if he forces you. Karmanne vadhikaraste ma phaleshu kadachana. I give you the freedom in action. This freedom is given only to the human beings, not to the animals, not to the plants, not to the mineral kingdom. A mango tree has got no option other than giving you mango. It cannot give you oranges. Never. No freedom given. But all human beings are given freedom. What is that freedom? In my choice, I can come to the satsang, your choice. No, today I don't want to go. Your choice. Lord will never come and say, oh, why are you not going to satsang today? Never. Instead of satsang, I am going to do dusang. Jao karo, do it. He will not say anything. So who has to do the karma yoga? Acharya will do.
No.
On behalf of all devotees, the acharya will do karma yoga. We will do only karma. What is karma yoga? The same karma will unite you with the Lord. That is called, it is called karma yoga. Yoga means get united with the Lord. That you all have to do. All the sadhaks have to do. All the seekers have to do. That is why our Gurudev used to say, I am not a mule guru, that on which all the devotees will sit and I will take you to there. No. We all have to do our duty. So what will happen when the mind is purified? Then you will get the knowledge. Brahmapnoti. The first is the Siddhim Prapta. Siddhim Prapta is the purification of mind. Next step is Brahmapnoti. Then you will get the knowledge. Who will give you the knowledge? No university will give you that knowledge. No university can give you. Who is that guru? One who has studied in the Guru Shishya Parampara, only he can tell you. Then you get the knowledge. What is that knowledge? Atmagyan. What is that? You are Brahman. Is it not so? This is the knowledge, only this man. When the mind is pure, it will happen in a second. I have said this time million times here. Is it happening? You are Brahman. Is it happening? No. Why it is not happening? First step you have not done. What is first step?
Purification of mind.
Most essential. Brahmapnoti. Then after that, jnanasya nishtha. After getting the knowledge, nishtha means abidance in that. That will happen. So simple process. Number one, purify your mind. Number two, get the knowledge. Number three, abide in the knowledge. Only three steps. So once you get this knowledge, there is no question of falling from that level. After becoming Brahman, you can never become Jiva. So that you have to decide first. After becoming Brahman, you cannot become Jiva. Cannot fall. Impossible. Very simple. 2 plus 2 is equal to 5 or 4?
Four.
Can you forget this? Tell me. You all have learned 2 plus 2 is equal to 4. Can you forget it? No. So once you come to know that you are Brahman, can you forget that? You can never forget that. So what is this Brahmanishtha? Shankaracharya says it is the nature of the self-knowledge. Three words are used here, na? Shankaracharya is explaining. What is Brahmanishtha? Abidance in that knowledge. Well, it is of the nature of the self-knowledge. What is self-knowledge? Then he says it is the nature of Atman. What is Atman? That is what Lord has already explained earlier. It is written in the Upanishad and you all have realized according to your logics also. But you have said many times that Atman is Nitya, Shuddha, Mukta, is Nirgun, Nirakar, it is Prakash Rupa, Aditya Rupam, Abhas Rupam, Swayam Jyoti, you have said all these things. So how a Nirgun Nirakar we can perceive? How can I attain it? Self-knowledge also is formless. How can I get it? It is impossible. Shankaracharya said, you are right. You will never get that knowledge as an object. If you want to show me, if you tell me that show me Atman, this is Atman. It will never happen. Don't waste your time. You cannot make that subject as an object. Therefore, all the scientists of the world till today could not bring that Atman in test tube. They all want in their laboratory in the test tube, hey, this is Atman. It will never happen. You cannot make that subject an object. But how will I experience? Our scripture says you can experience it. How can I experience it? In the purified mind, it will reflect. Make your mind pure, it will reflect. If the water is mixed with the cow dung, in that there will not be any reflection of the sun. Make the water clean, you will find the clear sun reflecting there. So what are the impurities of our mind? Only Premalji knows, you people don't know. Kaam, krodh, lobh, moh, mad, matsarya. And the ringleader is the kaam, the desire. That is why we are not able to see. What is the address of Atman? It's in the mind. Day after tomorrow, I am going to Minneapolis and there is a Gyan Yagya and the topic is GPS to happiness. GPS to happiness. What is GPS? Global positioning system. You know, you feed the address there and the auntie then tells you and you all faithfully follow that auntie. Is it not so? Faithfully. You never dispute. But you, today you try this thing. Eh? You feed in that computer Brahman, Atman, ask the address. What will auntie say? I don't understand. There is no place like this. There is no place in this world like this, Brahman or Atman. So who will tell you about the Brahman and Atman? It is the GPS Guru Parampara service will tell you where is the happiness. The Guru Parampara service which will tell you where is the happiness, how to reach it. I am telling you the address. Address is your own mind. Why are you not experiencing? Because of the desire. Because of the desire there are thoughts, continuously thoughts are there. Who is illuminating those thoughts? There is an illuminator, that is consciousness. You have to reach there. How will you reach there? If you can stop all those thoughts, you will find it there. Brahma apnoti, then abide in that, bas. You will get it. But some pandits say, no, you can't get it. Impossible. Shankaracharya says, I am not saying, I again repeat, Shankaracharya says, four type of people will never get it. Would you like to know? He said, Guru Sampradaya Rahita Nama Nigura. Those who don't come to Guru. When Shankaracharya says Guru, he means Sampradaya. Sampradaya means those who get the knowledge in Guru Sishya Paramparaya. Because this knowledge is not available in any university. It can be passed on only by Guru to you. And that Guru will expect from you that you will also pass on to others. How? Free of charge. We got it free of charge. We are giving you free of charge. But ignorant people think, pata nahi, paisa nahi lete hain. So there is no value of this knowledge. And in some places it is written, even if seas kate, if you get this jnana, to know it is sasta jnana, it is cheaper. Even if you have to cut your head and offer it to Guru for getting the knowledge, know it for sure that it's still cheap. There was a Zen master. I have said this story to you earlier also. One princess of Japan, very beautiful princess, 20-year-old, came to the master, give me this knowledge. Master said, no, I will not give you, because you are young and you are beautiful. She went back and defaced her face. Came. Master accepted and gave him the knowledge. If you understand the value of this knowledge, then you will be able to ready to sacrifice anything. Because no knowledge will give you the moksha except this adhyatma knowledge. No knowledge of the world will. So Nigura will never get it. Asrut Vedantanam, those who have not listened. Asrut, srut means listening. Vedant, who has not listened. What we are teaching here is the Vedanta. Asrut Vedantanam. But who are the qualified people? You need four type of grace for getting this knowledge. One is the Ishwar Kripa, grace of the Lord, grace of the Guru, grace of the Shastra, and your own Atma Kripa, which is most important. If that is not there, these three are always available. Grace of the Lord is always there. Guru also is always there. If you really need, you will run to find out the Guru. Swami Chinmayananda wanted it, went to Uttarkashi and got the knowledge from Tapovan Maharaj. Shastra Kripa, when you read the Shastra, they will open up the meaning. They will tell you, this is the meaning. But above all, you need the Atma Kripa. I am desirous of getting this knowledge. Then you will get it. How this Atma Chaitanya is percolating to the gross body? First of all, I told you the address is mind. From the mind it comes to senses. From the senses it comes to the body. So there are many philosophies according to their understanding. Some people say body is Atman because they find the body is active sentient. Other school of thoughts, they say no, they are more subtle. Organs of perceptions, indriyas are more subtle. Indriyan is Atman. Little bit more developed, they say no, the mind is Atman. Next they say the buddhi is Atman. Gautam Buddha went up to that Sunya is Atman. There are Sunyavadins. Gautam Buddha could reach up to that level that I saw Sunya void there. Vedanta says he could not even reach up to the ultimate. And our Gurudev used to say, that he should have studied the Gita first. He wasted his 12-15 year lives in meditation. He could have easily got it. He could reach up to only Sunya, void. Vedanta says, who is the seer of that void? That seer is definitely different from the void. So all these people, are, according to Vedanta, they have reached to a certain extent, but they have not reached the ultimate. So two type of person will not get Guru Sampradaya Rahitanam, Asruta Vedantanam, Atyanta Bahi Vise Buddhi, Asatta Buddhi, those who are reveling in the world. Atyanta Bahiya Asatta Buddhi, very much attached to the outside world, they will not get this Atma Jnana. And Samyak Pramanesu Akrita Sunatanam, who has not put effort to get the knowledge from the right Praman. From the right Praman? What is the right Praman? Praman is scripture, Shastra. If you want to know about the Swarga, if you want to know about the Atman or Brahman, the source of knowledge, the means of knowledge is that scriptures. Nowhere else you will get it. And we have to do our sadhana. So our job is only to remove the ignorance. This morning also we were discussing in Vivek Chudamani class, Saibal Apanaya. We have to remove the ignorance. And Atman is already with us. Neither the Lord is going to give us, nor the Guru is going to give us. Take your Atman. It's not like that. Or Shastra is also, it is already with us. But we are ignorant about it. The Shastra or Guru tells you the path, how you can reach that Atman. So our job is to remove the ignorance. Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavashishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Hari Om Sri Gurubhyo Namah. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to all of you. May you all further spiritually grow in 2018. We can pray.